I started my period at 11. I remember when I started growing breasts, and they're like hard lumps on your chest, and they hurt to touch. And I was like, what is going on?
My name's PJ Brooks. I am a trans man, and I no longer have periods technically, but yeah, I still experience some stuff.
Welcome to Feeling My Flow, a podcast for all things period. I'm Camila Kashani. PJ uses he-him pronouns. He grew up in California and Arizona in a big family. And like all of us, he wasn't sure when that first period was going to happen. At age 11, it came unexpectedly, on a day that PJ was at his grandmother's house.
I think I called my mom, and I was like, I'm bleeding from my vagina right now, and I don't know what's going on. And she was like, I think you just started your period. And I was like, I'm freaking out. Like, what do I do next?
PJ's mom told him to tell his grandmother. She took him to the store to buy pads. Periods were a reality for PJ now. And that was pretty tough for him.
Every single period, I'm like constantly reminded that I have a uterus and like, I don't want one and I'm bleeding for no reason. I don't even like want to birth kids. So I'm just there with my thoughts.
Having a period can cause gender dysphoria, which sometimes happens to people who experience a mismatch between their bodily appearance or function and their gender identity. This was the case for PJ, who came out as trans in college, but we'll get to that later in the episode. Luckily, as PJ was entering into his teenage years, he found someone to lean on, his mom. They grew really close.
I have so many great memories with my mom, but I think one great memory was my 15th birthday. She got the day pass for Universal Studios and for Disneyland. And we basically spent the whole weekend together. She knew I was getting into film and art, so that's why she took me to Universal Studios. And I was like, you know what? Like, you listen to me.
At the time of the Disneyland trip, it had been 4 years since that first period. And PJ noticed that in the days before his body menstruated, he'd get really bad cramps.
After the first time, it progressively got heavier. So every period from then got heavier and heavier and worse and worse. By high school, I was taking Vicodin for my cramps, and I was leaving school early every first day because it would be so bad that I couldn't focus, I couldn't do anything.
What PJ's describing is called PMS, or premenstrual syndrome. And when we started digging into PMS for this episode, we found out there's a lot of information flying around about what it is and how it affects people. We wanted to get a medical opinion. So our producer Mia went to visit Dr. Yael Swicka, a board-certified family physician. Dr. Swicka is a professor of family medicine at Columbia University and runs a women's health practice in New York City.
And so when people talk about PMS, it can mean a lot of things. But the main thing it means is that there's a change.
Dr. Swicka says about 80% of people report different kinds of mood or physical changes in the days leading up to menstruation, and sometimes they continue into your period.
The symptoms themselves are really common. Bloating, backache, joint aches, exhaustion, like just out of profound tiredness for no good reason. With respect to emotional or psychological or psychiatric symptoms, feeling really sad, discouraged, negative thoughts about yourself, about the people you think love you, poor sleep, and even night sweats.
But the thing about PMS is that everyone has their own experience of it. Take me, for example. I tend to get ravenous cravings for meat. My body bloats and my emotions just get intense. Just the other day, I found myself crying over a bunch of puppies in the window of a pet store and the fact that I couldn't take one home. I mean, I like animals, but not that much. That's what my PMS is like. But depending on the symptoms, there are options for how to treat them.
There are ways to minimize the pain and bleeding if that's what's happening for you, either by using over-the-counter medicine like ibuprofen, Advil, or Motrin. The birth control pill can reduce pain and bleeding tremendously. But if you really feel like it's interfering with your ability to be you, then you should seek treatments.
That's just what PJ did when his PMS was interfering with his life.
I had went to a doctor. She just kind of prescribed me some pain medication, and that was that.
We'll be right back with more on that. Thank you for listening to Feeling My Flow, a podcast that sees and talks about menstruation as an event that happens to all types of bodies and affects menstruators in different ways. I'm Camila Kashani, the host, and I want to invite you to join the Feeling My Flow community by supporting us on Patreon. Making the show for you is our passion, but there are real costs, like studio time and travel and sound engineering. So your support means that we can keep making a beautiful show. And we want to celebrate you joining us. For $5 a month, we'll give you a personalized shout out on social media. For $10 a month, we'll add a Feeling My Flow glossy sticker. And for $20 or more a month, we'll also name drop you in a future episode. Visit patreon.com/feelingmyflow. That's F-L-O to join us. And now, back to our episode. Fast forward a few years, and PJ's life started changing in some big ways. He started college, and because of the hormones he was taking, he wasn't experiencing menstruation anymore.
So now that I don't have a period, it was like, thank God I don't have this anymore. I don't have to spend money on things that I don't need, you know, pads and, like, medications.
College is also where PJ met someone special.
Can I just take my jacket off? Is that okay?
Because
I move a lot when I talk.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm very expressive. I can't help it.
That's Zoe Johnson, PJ's girlfriend when we interviewed them. She's cisgender, which means her gender identity matches with what she was assigned at birth, and her pronouns are she and her. They first met through a mutual friend in their college cafeteria.
She commented my basketball shorts one time. Literally one time, and I developed a crush right after that.
I literally was just like, you look nice. Like, I like your outfit. And then he, like, looked at me, and he was like, the way you said thank you is, like, the cutest, because you were like, thank you?
I was confused.
PJ and Zoe started spending a lot of time together. They really clicked.
There's a lot of love. There's nothing but love.
Definitely more than one word.
It's hard to sum up something this amazing in one word.
But it's also hard to sum up something so complex as well. Because I think our relationship's very complex.
Part of that complexity initially had to do with Zoe's period. Every month, when Zoe's PMS set in, she would start cramping and craving certain foods.
Am I mean when I get my period?
I mean, sometimes you could get a little bit snappy. But I think it's only when, like, you haven't eaten. And then I know I have to feed you. I mean, her favorite food is nachos. A lot of the time it's pasta. I like to fill her up with, like, stuff so she could feel comfortable and then, like, go to sleep.
But every time Zoe started PMSing, PJ started cramping right alongside her.
We usually get cramps around the same time, and that's what really irritates me.
They call them PJ's sympathy cramps.
I mean, there was a time recently, I think right before you got your period.
Yeah.
We were both at work, and I had gotten really, really bad cramps. And so it's like those moments I'm like, dude, you know, I get it's cute, but it's like not cute.
The idea of it is cuter than actually living it.
Their sympathy cramps reminded me of another instance when a person experiences the physical symptoms of a loved one. It's called sympathetic pregnancy. It happens when otherwise healthy cisgender men experience pregnancy-related symptoms while their partners are pregnant. Things like abdominal pain, backaches, or even changes in appetite. To figure out if Zoe and PJ's sympathy cramps were like sympathetic pregnancy, Mia asked Dr. Swicka.
Well, the experience of pain is so subjective and complex. If someone's sufficiently empathic, they can open themselves up to certain kinds of experiences. So pain is not a difficult experience to conjure up.
For Zoe and PJ, when they sat down to talk about it, they ended up reflecting on some deeper aspects of their relationship.
It's definitely a weird thing in our relationship because sometimes she forgets that I've had a period before.
That's because I think your transness is, like, more impressed upon, like, you than it is on me because I just see you as, like, PJ, the guy, and you see yourself as, like, PJ, the trans man, sometimes.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't register to me that you have had a period, which I feel like it should.
I mean, it doesn't really matter either way, but the reality of it is when she bleeds through her pants, and I'm like, you don't have to be embarrassed. Like, I've bled through my pants before. We just got to do this, and you're going to be okay.
That embarrassment, that's something Zoe still struggles with.
I carry a lot of shame about, like, my period, and I don't really know why or where it came from.
But with PJ's help, she's learning to change the way she thinks about her period.
Like my partner always tells me, it's a very normal thing to have your period.
If you've got questions about premenstrual syndrome, talk with a nurse practitioner or a doctor. And if your PMS is unmanageable, a medical professional can help you find the right option for you to address it. Feeling My Float is a resource to help you start important conversations at critical moments, like when you're deciding what kind of menstrual product is right for you. We're here to inform, entertain, and empower. Visit us at feelingmyflow, that's FLO.com, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to join the conversation. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Jay Bourne and Rosalind Almonte. Shout out to our advisory board for weighing in on earlier drafts of this episode. Feeling My Float was produced by Mia Warren. Our sound engineer is Carolina Rodriguez. Our intern is Emma Forbes. We're a production of Lentigua Williams & Co. I'm your host, Camila Kashani.